You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This Saturday, scientists across the globe are marching in unison. Their aim, to celebrate science as a pillar of human freedom and prosperity, while fighting back against a growing agenda in politics, which aims to spread misinformation and anti-science views. I spoke with March for Science New Zealand spokesperson Dr. Cindy Hall about what exactly the movement is and the reasons behind its inception.
Not necessarily primarily a protest. It's more of a celebration of science. We have a lot to celebrate throughout New Zealand in terms of science. There are amazing things happening in all realms of scientific and critical thinking and research throughout New Zealand. So first and foremost, we like to see it as a celebration of science.
I've heard that it's an anti-Trump stance that's been taken this Saturday.
Well, certainly the global march for science evolved out of things that are happening in the U.S. politically that impact on science and that reject a lot of things that a lot of knowledge and results that have come out of the scientific process. So certainly the basis for all of the events all over the world, not just in New Zealand, is in response to the Trump administration's actions in the U.S. My perspective and that of our group is that politics and science are geopolitical, first and foremost. So what impacts scientists and people in the United States impacts the entire world. New Zealand is marching, A, to celebrate science, because we have a lot to celebrate, like I said, also in acknowledgement and in support of our colleagues and other global citizens in the United States and the rest of the world, all of whom are going to be affected by and already are being affected by some of the challenges to science that are happening right now.
What kind of challenges are you speaking of? Would you be able to give us an example?
Well, there are lots of threats to science. Certainly some of the things that we know of and well-publicized ones in the U.S. are dismantling of certain agencies that have a really solid base in science, such as the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States. Climate change denial is another really huge one. Scientists have known about climate change since the 1960s. This is not an alternative fact. This is a reality that a number of people by political rhetoric, have been encouraged to believe this phenomenon doesn't exist. It does. And the denial of it and the defunding of research to do something about it is going to necessarily impact the world.
Are there specific goals which the March for Science is trying to achieve?
Well, certainly what I alluded to before, which is a celebration to have a forum where scientists and other scholarly researchers and the public and the community can get together and find out a little bit more about each other's concerns, where people can get some hands-on interaction with scientists and what scientists do and how that contributes, how what they do contributes to the community and society at large. It's also a great opportunity for scientists to get out of their labs and get out in front of the public and show off the great stuff that they do.
You touch upon how science is now almost a political stance. Why is it now an important thing that this be known when historically the sciences have been adamant in their political neutrality?
Certainly the scientific method is based in neutrality. So I think it's important to distinguish between scientists as individuals and the scientific method that they do. So what we do is we approach things, we gather data, we test hypotheses, we try to figure out what's going on in whatever area that we're studying, and then come to some conclusions based on the data. That's the process. Scientists haven't necessarily, I don't think, always been non-political as people. There are numerous examples of researchers and practitioners in my field, certainly, which is clinical psychology, who have stepped up to inform and appeal to elected officials. I'm a member of the American Psychological Association for Interest, for example, and it has always had an advocacy and lobbying kind of arm of its organization, and has had members go and speak to Congress about women's health, the effects of child abuse, and this is things have been going on for decades. So again, I wouldn't say that this is a new thing, that scientists are being political. I think that by nature, we tend to be really methodical folks who stick to what we do and want to kind of just be able to present the facts. That doesn't mean that those facts in their presentation cannot have and don't and shouldn't have a place in political realms.
Have you seen anti-science positions becoming a more commonplace thing in politics recently?
I think that it's more, I think that we see it more. I'm not sure if they're actually more common, but I think that people, again, because of the interconnectivity of the world, we are aware of those kinds of sentiments. I also think that certainly most recent election cycle in the U.S. and the current administration have utilized anti-science attitudes to tap into certain constituents, and then has, I think, manipulated information and continues to keep people misinformed or manage their attitudes in a way that fits with the goals of the administration. That's a purely psychological phenomenon, which lots of psychologists are studying and have studied.
For those who are interested in participating in this march, how are they able to join?
Well, anybody and everyone is welcome. That's the first important part. There are different kinds of events happening in most of the main centers in New Zealand. As I understand, and first of all, just to say, there's a Facebook page, March for Science New Zealand, which has all of the information and the updated event information. So I don't have a lot of details about many of the events except for Dunedin, but certainly people can just come along and listen to the speakers. Some of them are marches, some of them are rallies. Ours in Dunedin is just a rally. We're not going to be marching down the streets. We're just going to be organizing in one spot and then having some speakers and music and science demonstrations and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's not a matter of you have to have a sign, you have to march, you have to feel or believe a certain way. This is, a celebration and a community gathering that we're just hoping that people will come along, have some fun, and learn a bit about science and critical thinking.
That was The Wire.
Yes, that was March for Science New Zealand spokesperson Dr. Cindy Hall talking about the upcoming global event, the March for Science. If you are interested in attending the Auckland rally, it is being held this Saturday, and it is starting at Queen Elizabeth II Square at 1:30 p.m. For more information, look up March for Science New Zealand's Facebook page.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.